Welcome back to Mumblecore, our attempt at a movie podcast. And I'm Megan.
And I'm Charlotte.
I will say, when I first moved in, I think my mom was over here briefly, like, looking at the new place. She was like, this is a fat mirror. And I was like, thank God you're telling me that.
Okay.
I don't know. Is it better news to have a fat mirror or not have a fat mirror?
Wait, a fat mirror makes you look fatter.
Yes. Okay. But I'm saying, because then you can look at yourself in that mirror and always be like, I look 10 times better than this. Or is a skinny mirror better? Because then...
Because ultimately it's not your business what you look like, so you might as well feel better. So I'm team skinny mirror. Because even if it's not... It depends if you take a lot of photos, though, and look at yourself in photos, because I don't. So I'm like, this will do. Like, this is my perception of myself.
God, anytime I see a photo of myself...
I scream out loud.
It's like, so what?
Much. So much.
Do you know how many times my mother has taken a photo of me, and it's like, oh my God, so cute. And I was
so
like,
cute.
I would die if this saw the light of day.
Literally, my mom took a photo of me recently, and she was like, this is so cute. And I was like, I need liposuction in my face.
My mom took
I was like, how do I fix this today?
We went on a trip to Disneyland, and my mom took what she said was a cute, candid photo. I was so mortified. I was like, my everything cannot look like that.
This is wrong.
This is a lie. Like, I don't know what happened. It's...
Here's the thing about skinny mirrors. I think most of those, like, mm-hmm. cheapo Bed Bath & Beyond Target mirrors are skinny mirrors, right?
Yes, for sure.
So my friend...
Especially if you don't hang them up and you just, like, kind of, like, lean them against a wall. Ugh. Incredible.
That's a real winner. My friend has one of those, but she's hung it sideways, decoratively in her living room. If you hang a skinny mirror sideways, it's
what
like
happens?
A fun house mirror. It's like, I like looked at it and I was like, holy shit, I'm so fat. And she was like, yeah, that's, don't look at it ever. She was like, it's not healthy.
Oh
it's
my
the
God.
Opposite. It's I was like, oh, that's... I did not realize how much this like truly warped me.
Yeah.
Until I looked at it sideways. And then I was like, oh no, I'm being lied to by my skinny mirror.
Yeah. I will say, though, the only time that I feel okay is when I'm in, like, obviously, because you have to have a loose and a tight, as we've discussed. But an oversized sweatshirt with black leggings.
That's
I'm like,
look.
Wow.
It's amazing. Okay, yeah.
You're incredible.
Like, Kylie Jenner?
I'm Kylie fucking Jenner, but also, as soon as I put any other clothing item on, I'm like, what's happening? This is a lie.
Is that the body I thought I had? For Christmas, I asked for and received a skin-tight, floor-length black dress. Why?
No. Incredible. Are you going to put it on?
I have.
Have you tried it on?
I brought it to my
friend's. Is it great?
House. No. It's not bad.
Okay.
But it makes you confront things. Obviously.
And like that you like, cannot eat or breathe air while you wear it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or that, like, your fat is not in the locations you thought it was.
Yeah.
Right. So I, like, put it on and my friend was like, this is really hot. But, like, you will actually never leave your house in this. I have to let you know that. Like, she was like, do you even have a
like,
shoe to wear
she,
with this?
Because she, like, knew that you, like, wouldn't
yeah she was like
you didn't
look
have
amazing
an opportunity
this, both she was like you okay. I know that you will never leave the house in this and I
okay.
was like oh maybe it's me and she was like where are you going what shoes are you wearing like what
yeah
and I was
yeah,
like,
yeah,
true,
yeah.
True but I don't know it's like it sort of feels a little bit like if not now when like I'm only
yeah.
getting older and uglier
I will say the one thing I miss about college is the fact that you had an event that you could wear a dress like that to
mm-hmm.
and then never have to wear it again.
Mm-hmm. And not, like, feel crazy.
And then you would also have somebody that would, like, in your friend group make you take a photo so then you had one good photo of yourself that you could use for the next 5 years.
And now I don't hang out with people who make me take photos, which is for the best. But, like...
It's for the best, but I
occasionally,
have no
it was nice to, like, have a friend who would just be like, we have to take 75 photos until I look good. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Someone asked me at work, like, what was your New Year's resolution?
I was going to ask like, you your New Year's resolution.
Mine was to not get COVID.
Failed so much.
Maybe exercise once. That would be good.
Don't even talk to me about that information.
I did see TikTok the other day of someone just like angrily walking to like taking a stupid little walk for my stupid little mental health.
Was he the old
Charlotte?
There's an old man one that's really good. It's just an old man where he's like grumpy and he's like on my way for my silly little walk for my silly little mental health.
Yeah.
But I'm now, I tell you, I'm off TikTok. I deleted the app.
You deleted TikTok?
I'm done. Next up, Instagram. What? So if you want to DM me ever, which you never do.
One, you're a liar. You say this all the time. It never gets deleted. Instagram is your your addiction.
Also, my current photo is Keanu Reeves playing a guitar.
What is actually, that happening?
It's a bass.
Actually, it's kind of hot. I can get it.
I'm very into this photo of Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Also, well, I was going to show you something on Instagram. That's why. Oh, okay. I'm logged out. Oh, I'm going to log back in anyway.
Do you remember when I set those timers, like those limits on all my
every
apps.
Every day you had to click.
And I was just like, enter password, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Oh my god. Wait, do you have New Year's resolutions?
Yeah. Okay, but this is a post that was posted on Instagram. It's a text post, so I'll read it to you.
Okay, thank you.
If you don't laugh, it's going to be embarrassing.
Okay.
It goes, I'm trying to find a book from my childhood. My best memory of it are the two lion statues guarding a museum, possibly in London, and whenever a hair-challenged man walks by, they steal a quick lick of his shiny noggin. If this doesn't work, next step is hypnosis, but I truly want to avoid that, given that it will be my aunt conducting it, and I have a suspicion she will get me to tell other secret memories and convince me to change my lifestyle and my name, while all I need is that book from my childhood.
Wait, what book is that? That sounds like Night at the Museum.
So I guess this is where you post, like, I remember this book, blah, 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 blah. But I literally love that she's like, I need to avoid hypnosis at the hands of my aunt. Please, anybody let me know what the name of this book is. Okay, my New Year's resolutions.
Okay, yeah.
So I was talking to my friend, and I was like, I want to read more this year. So like, guess what my New Year's resolution is.
Oh my god, like, mine was to read more.
Guess how many books I want to read this year. And she was like, she looked at me, she was like, 100. And I was like, it is! And she was like, shut up and kill yourself.
That's a lot. Yeah. I will say, when I was doing my sad little FaceTime with my sad little COVID friends, and they were like, what are your resolutions? And I hate that. I was like, we don't need, but I'm like, I'll play along. And my friend's always the one, she's like, you need to have another one. And I was like, let's be realistic. Let's set realistic goals. Mm-hmm. And then she started by, she's like, I want to run 600 miles this year. And I was like, fuck off.
That's rude. That doesn't make any sense to me. Anyway.
It's rude.
It's like a
and
number
I didn't like
not
it.
For my comprehension.
And I was like, yeah, I'm like, I want to like read more. Cause like, I lost my love of reading. I was like, that's gross. mm-hmm. Still haven't touched the new Dune Messiah book that I got, but I'm gonna do it because I hate myself. Yeah,
have you read?
But I didn't have any good. I was like, take a vacation, Megan. That's your resolution.
You do need to do that. I'd like to read books and like go on dates, like do that whole part of life. Like, more actively,
okay.
I guess.
But no dating apps.
Not at the moment. We'll see. I feel like...
gonna do it organically.
I feel like we'll see how the... it is winter, though.
As in
you should use them.
Yes dates, like, or no dates?
It means, like, you have to find somebody on the internet. Because you're not gonna be, like, out and about, like, bumping into people. You're probably gonna be in your home, reading your 100 books.
Yeah.
See, those two things really don't go hand in hand. But yes, or buy a car and live in it. Which we've talked about.
Oh, buy a car and live in it. I forgot about that one.
Then I realized I do love indoor plumbing.
Oh, yeah. You love indoor plumbing. I was talking about why dating apps are my only option. Because I was like, when am I out and about? When was the last time I was out and about with not the same four people?
When is the last time you had a conversation with somebody you had not met before? It was, like, real. That wasn't, like, a cashier or something.
10 years. I don't know.
When's the last time you met somebody new? Like, your eyes glaze over?
Do you know
like,
what? Actually, college. College.
Well, you made friends college.
Yes, I have. Okay, so I'm being dramatic is
what's
happening.
When's the last time you made a friend? I'm in the process of making a new friend. It's kind of fun.
Ooh, that's nice.
But it's so weird because it's like, at what point are we going to like text about things? It feels so
interesting.
Like, it feels like that's so impossible.
I thought I was making a new friend, but now I'm like, I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm also sort of in that boat.
because it is a coworker, and I was like, I think we're friends now. But then I saw her outside of work, and I was like, maybe we're not. Maybe she's not feeling this whole, like, we're friends situation.
Why would she not
so
be?
So who knows? I don't know, because I'm fabulous. She should want to be my friend outside of work.
I literally am like, what? Like, successfully, I made two friends in New York. And I've lived here for, like, 3 years almost. 2.5.
Okay, I'm trying to genuinely think. Friends that I've made post-college.
There's people that I hang
did
out
not,
with.
That I did not know previously. I would say, one, friends boyfriends count?
No.
That came along with them.
Because it's a package deal.
It's a package deal. Unfortunate for me. Okay, so that cuts down some.
It's okay. I've literally told you I made three friends.
I'm going to say three. I would say three.
Actually, here's the thing, though. I have friends that I like, mm-hmm. that I like cherish in a way, but I would never like text them one on one.
Okay, I get.
But
you.
I still consider them my friends, and I still will text them like in a group message and have like a genuinely enjoyable conversation. But I would never be like, let's hang out one on one, because like the vibe is just never right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I still think of them as friends. But I was like thinking about the people that I hang out with, and I'm like, okay, from college. Or from high school. Like when you think about the way that you made friends, you're like, what? Like, how did I even do that? How do I even do that again?
Yeah.
Do I even want to do
like,
it
how
again?
Do I do
or do
it
I
again?
Have enough?
Is this just it?
I'm
you
very
know?
Rarely like wanting for friends. You know, I'm very rarely like, I wish I could hang out with cooler people. Like, I'm like, these people are cool and I have like three of them.
I feel like you would need to go live in your van situation to make van friends. Oh, that's what I've been doing, because I've spiraled. As you probably saw in my Letterbox, maybe, I just watched
two mountaineering
documentaries.
Did you like
back
The Alpinist?
Yes.
It looks really good.
It's very interesting.
And I'm sure
it's
I would
good.
Like it. He's dead,
the 14,
right?
Yes, he is dead. I started with The Alpinist. Absolutely enjoyed it. Loved it. Thought it was fascinating. Also, I'm like, men with hobbies. They can be the most socially awkward, worst people. Again, it's also kind of like when we had that picture on our meme wall in our apartment in college of the literal, like, it was like an 8-pack, nearly 10-pack on
Alex
Honnold. Like, it's
I was very
absolutely
attracted to Alex
Honnold. Insane. How can you not be? But also, I was like, oh, again, Megan, this is a man with a single hobby.
True, but, like it's a hobby that also makes them hot. And also makes them, like,
that
pensive in a way.
Is also true. They are all completely socially inept. Every time they have an interview with a girlfriend, they all look, they're the same small blonde girl. And they're always he lived
annoying.
In a fucking van and he doesn't know how to talk to anyone.
And that's hot to me. And, like, that will...
That's so
that's
hot.
That's very hot. And that will never bother me. Like, when people are like, they're socially inept, I'm like... And am I
Perfect.
Social? No. Oh, but the thing about hobbies is they give you time to be pensive. Like, if you're, like, riffing on a guitar, you're being pensive, and it's very sexy.
Yeah. I also was wondering if I am so into mountaineering and climbers because I want a man that can die at any moment. I don't know if that's the situation. Or I respect that they're, like, may die, and they're just like, that's how it is. And you're like, hot.
It is sort of a hot.
I don't know. It's really hot.
Tenuous connection with life. Yes. It's hot to be that.
Disconnected from life.
What's the word? Narrowly threaded into life. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was I thinking? Nothing.
But I can keep talking about mountaineering because the second documentary I watched, and this is in my full COVID high, like the worst of the worst, I'm feeling like death.
Mm-hmm. Did you hallucinate?
And I was, maybe, who knows?
Okay.
I don't think I did.
It's okay. It's like a test.
Did I? this other one, this dude climbs all 14, 8,000 plus foot, like peaks, not foot. Meters, meter peaks, foot, meter.
Mile?
The tall ones. The big ones. The big ones. And he, like, does all of it in 6 months and doesn't fucking die. He climbs one with a hangover. He was like, I did not sleep and I'm fucking destroyed. And then climbs the mountain. I was like, what is happening?
It's never going to be my story. And that's okay.
Yeah, but also I do my toxic trait is I watch those and I'm like, I could do this.
Literally, I'm watching these Joan people. Didion and I'm like, I'm already writing this well.
Yeah. No, literally, I was watching and I was like, I think I could do Everest. Like, K2, no problem.
You can't. You can't at all.
I can't.
You don't even know the right pants to buy.
No. I would die immediately. I would die immediately.
Totally.
But would love a man that done that.
She's like, and the man has climbed Everest, and get this, he's gay. No, I mean, he's blind.
Honestly,
just like, not gay, blind. I guess if they're similar at all. Imagine climbing Mount Everest, you can't see.
Though I will say, probably my ideal man is actually a gay mountain climber. Like, that is
debatably blind.
That is my niche. Here's maybe blind.
If you're blind, you can't be gay because that's too much. Literally, what is the point of getting to the top of Everest if you're blind? Am I rude in asking? You're just like, it's cold up here. It was cold down there.
I'm so stupid. I was about to say, has anyone who was blind climbed Mount Everest?
Nobody. And was gay.
Like, oh no, he was gay. But I was like, no, he's not. Wait, was he blind or was he gay? He was blind.
Okay. Like, he has climbed Mount Everest, and get this, he's gay. No, sorry, he's blind.
What is the point? I don't know.
What's the point of ever climbing a mountain, though?
According to the two docs that I watched, and I'm very into mountain climbing or watching, not doing it. Let's be clear here.
It's fine. It's allowed.
Could never.
It's really fine.
Actually, I did climb that thing in Big Bear. So, like, am I a climber?
What thing?
Do you not remember? You didn't go up there, but I, like, grabbed that little...
Before jumping off of it?
No. We did also do that, so also I am a climber and a diver, but I'm talking about that one hike we did that was, like, really fucking long, and then... If we could climb up those rocks on the top, and then there was that little rope hanging out, and then I was like, I'm going to climb up there. You did not come with me all the way to the top.
I feel like that was before the jumping.
Is this an implanted memory I had? Is this not real?
I was like, do you need to say several times, Charlotte, you did not climb up there with in public?
No, because you climbed up part of the way.
I don't remember.
And then there
where was
that weird dude up there.
This
is the where I took the photo in my shoe.
Yes, the two dudes, and I was like, I am not making that. It was like you kind of had to commit in a way that I knew I wasn't ready for.
I committed in a way. Was not wearing proper clothes or like shoes or anything.
I know really. What you mean. I was like the rope. Yeah. There totally was a rope.
There was a rope. So, anyways, the point of the story is I am a climber.
Okay. And I have never been. That's okay.
I forget what I was going to say. This was why do you climb? Based on those two docs, it's...
To prove that you can.
And prove that you can, but not really. It's also to, like, experience life and get close to death. I think you want to die is part of it.
Okay, but to be fair, a lot of things in life... That people like getting really drunk. I'm like, oh, you kind of don't want to wake up. Anyway, like when you like are watching somebody get blackout
we're
drunk,
all
you're, like,
just out here trying like, to have a moment of feeling
yes,
alive.
You're really trying to toe death right now, and maybe I should write a poem. This is the conclusion.
This is a poem because the only way to really feel alive is to feel close to death.
Yes,
you know,
yes. Only in your proximity to not alive.
Mm-hmm.
Bummer. So I'm going to live in my car next year.
Let me know if you meet a man that either climbs, plays chess, or holds a guitar.
Chess is very hot.
Chess is super hot. Actually, okay, I don't think it's really men with hobbies. I have men with three hobbies.
Okay.
Guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I would take other instruments, too. Probably.
You would take bass. You would take keyboard. Yeah.
Not keyboard.
Okay. You would take bass.
Bass guitar.
What about a cello?
Maybe. You'd have to be really good at the cello. Like, really, really good.
I knew a hot guy who was really good at the cello.
Okay, great. Then maybe I'm all for it.
He lives in Dublin.
it's time to move, baby. chess or climbing?
Of those three, I think I would most like... Oof, that's a tough... I think I would most like mountain climbing, but chess is most attainable for me.
Not if you go live in a van.
I think chess would be least obtainable if I live in a van. I don't really know if the van lifers are into chess.
Yeah.
They probably are into guitar, though, and climbing.
Mm-hmm. Because I think climbing and guitar goes together. Oh, can you imagine if you hit a guy that has all three? Impossible.
It's not that hard. Also, I feel like your New Year's resolution is just to, like, be your own hobbied man and just sort of learn the guitar and chess and mountain climbing.
Actually,
and then
maybe
you'll be your total package.
Honestly, that is
You should
so
make a
profound.
TV show about your quest for self-love. And in that quest, it's just obtaining all the hobbies you find hot.
It's just guitar and mountain climbing. That's it. Join me in my new podcast where I learn chess, climb, and play guitar at the top of a mountain.
Climb, chess, guitar. Like, which iteration of that? Like, climb, guitar, chess. Chess, climb, guitar.
It's like when I was in college and we had to take 3 PE classes and I was like, land, air, and sea. Like, that was my plan. It didn't happen.
Which sea did you have plans to take?
Scuba diving. Mm-hmm. Remember, I was like, aerial silks, scuba diving. And then I figured out it was too many hours.
It was
and
like $300 or something crazy.
It was expensive.
You know, it's free aerobics, which is what I do.
Jesus Christ.
Did I tell you about?
Anyways,
remember my friend what? In physics class, Luis? You remember this. But we took that aerobics
yes.
class together, and he was, like, in the middle of class. He just turns to me, and he was, like, he, like, holds his fat out from his body, and he was, like, I have to cut this off. Like, I can't make it through another class. He was, like, I don't, there has to be a better way.
Oh, my God.
So this week, we... watched a good movie.
Okay, I was gonna say
a good early aughts
shocking
rom-com.
We actually
it's not really a rom-com.
Watched a good movie for the first time in
a while
ages.
Real Women,
like,
have
genuinely
curves.
Good 2002
America Ferrera.
Actually a good movie.
I mean, you know, it has some cheesy lines, some like very just like we have to get the exposition in here. It's an hour and 26. It's a quickie.
It's a quickie.
But it really
I
hits
it.
The heartstrings hard.
I really love
you
it.
Get
it.
I do
good.
Understand the critique that it's the original Lady
is
Bird.
Is it the Lady Bird critique? Yes.
It's kind of fascinating how close the man is to Timothée Chalamet, who, of course...
Okay.
I would like a poster of him
Timothée
on my wall.
Chalamet.
Is that illegal?
Wait. Timothée Chalamet
no,
or this boy?
Guy.
I was into this guy.
I was obsessed with him.
I'm in love with him. Do you think he plays chess?
I bet he plays guitar, though.
If Timothée Chalamet in Lady Bird was actually a good guy.
Yes, was like the sort of... Although, my complaint is that we didn't get enough characterization from him. He's just sort of the guy that has a crush on her.
I needed more from
needed
him, mainly because I was obsessed with him and I wanted more of him.
And it was sort of like, he randomly was into her. I guess they had class together, but we didn't get to see that.
Yes.
And then, I mean, the whole thing was that he just really took it in stride. Like, he was never like, why are
yes.
we in this part
he,
of town? He was never like, why does
one,
your mom answer the phone?
The painfully whitest man that has ever walked the earth. Mm-hmm. When he immediately starts over, and also I had a moment of, oh no, this is something that I would say. Was when he was like talking about like traveling in Europe, and he's like, you know, you just want to get out and like experience something different. And I was like, oh God, I'm such a white person and I'm disgusting.
Yes. And he was like, look, you're not going to go to Europe. Like, it would give you such a new perspective. And she's like, uh huh.
She's like, uh huh. My little tiny white boy. But he is adorable. Also, love that they actually look their fucking age because they are their age. He's so nice. He's so nice.
I
Their
love
Their first date.
She's like, this is where my grandpa's meeting me. And he's never like,
one,
this is weird. He's never like.
When the grandpa just does her a solid, I wept. he's incredible. He's like, I'll see you in 2 hours. And I was like, oh.
I was like, how are they going to eat and go on a walk and kiss in 2 hours? But okay.
They did it. They're on a they made it happen. Tour.
They did. Amazing. And the fact that he calls and the mom answers and he's like, hello, this is
the best lines. And he's like, what is going on? It was so funny.
He's like, no.
He's so cute.
He's so cute. And he's just so cute. He just goes with it. And he's like, yeah, I just like you. And there's never a moment. Like, the whole thing is that she's like, you know, loving her body and coming to terms with it and being young in a place where everyone's like,
coming of age, embracing her sexuality.
Embracing her sexuality, embracing herself.
When she looks in the, okay. When she looks in the, okay, that's the moment that I was like, I'm in love with this man. When she looks in the mirror and she's like, I want you to see all of me. And she's like, and there's a lot, and he's like, you're beautiful. And I was like, oh my God.
That was so much more of her scene, though. I was much more
so
like,
much more of her scene.
She's leading this. She's
do you think it was
it.
A skinny mirror or a fat mirror?
Oh my God,
or
I
just
bet
a
it was a
normal
mirror because boys would. I don't need to know what I look like accurately ever.
But that, oh.
Truly?
Such a sweet scene.
The issue that I have is I believe in my deepest mind that I look like Kendall Jenner. That I look not at all different from her. And that's why it's so hard. Every time I have to like literally put on like like look in the mirror ever because I'm like, wait a second. Something is wrong.
Anytime I see a photo, I'm like, why is this not Kendall Jenner?
I'm like, wait, literally I'm being lied to. This is an elaborate gaslighting plot. Every photo of me I've ever seen.
Everyone's sending a fake photo.
I'm being gaslit by God himself. Into thinking that I'm not a size 00.
Oh my God.
It's hard.
It's hard. It's hard.
Anyway.
Oh my God.
America takes it much better. America's
does.
Better at looking in mirrors than we are.
She's way better at looking in mirrors.
I love the part when she's like, I think it's when she's taking her clothes off in the sweatshop.
One of the best scenes.
Of course. I did
ever.
Not expect
absolutely
it also.
Absolutely
like,
amazing.
Relatively predictable. It's like, you know, she's going to get into college and, you know, she's going to go. You know that yes. George Lopez is going to come and try to convince your parents.
Why does George Lopez know where she lives? Don't like that
Thank
for a
you.
Teacher.
I
but,
guess that's sort of like classic, like serious teacher-student relationship. Like,
yeah.
Anyway. Oh, I love that when she's like, yeah, I do want to lose weight, but I also think that like I like having this body because anybody that confronts it, it's like a fuck you to like their expectations. I'm like,
yes. And she was like, I'm not embarrassed by it. Yeah. And when all the women start taking off their clothes and be like, this is cellulite, this is that, this is this. And then everyone's like, no, you're I was like, this is why cinema should be directed and written by women.
It's insanely good. And it's, she's just like, what's the point? Like, we're all sweating. None of us are comfortable in our clothes. Like, why don't we just not wear them? No one's looking at us. And I'm like, you're so right, girl. You're so right.
And what's so good about that scene is that they are making fun of each other.
Yes.
Like, and talking shit and being like, oh, like, we're fat, da-da-da-da-da. But it is not in a mean way. Like, this is great actual, like...
This is like a Project X for women. Right? Am I wrong?
I'm sorry. The Project X reference out of nowhere. Oh my God. How is this Project X for
it's
women?
It's sort of like women who are like mean to each other, but in a way that means that they're loving. Like that's how male friendships are usually portrayed, because we don't really get a lot of good female friendships. Mm.
That is true. This is like genuine. The sister? I loved Estella. Estella was incredible.
She's struggling, but she also has to be like, I am the boss. I am trying to make this work. But also, I like have to go and like be small in front of the manufacturing person. And that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true to life of being like, I'm a powerful woman in certain situations. And in other situations, I'm like totally not capable.
Yeah.
It's hard.
No. And she's just like so supportive of her sister. And
but like still real. And that she's like, I have to go to work. Write me.
Yeah.
I love you. But also she's definitely jealous. You know, like her sister gets to go to college and she's like.
And now she's like, this is my life. Another, I cried a lot actually.
Me too.
In this movie.
Teary eyed like every 15 minutes.
Oh yeah. One of them, speaking of great sister moments, is when she makes the dress for her and she was like, oh, I could never wear this. And she's like, it's actually cut for your body. Pretty dresses just aren't for skinny girls.
I know.
And I was like,
And then she goes, and the fabric was actually pretty expensive. And then she's like, shut up. Like,
shut up. It's like, such a good sister moment. Real. I do say I am disappointed that I did not get to see her in said dress.
I know. I thought she was going
to
wear the dress.
Maybe that ended up on the cutting room floor because I really did want, I wanted to see that dress. Because mm-hmm. that's Estella's passion too. She's a designer.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, that was a good touch. And then like the woman was like, of course I'd wear this. And they made it in my size. And then yeah. she's like, I thought we were going to have a light bulb moment. Like, she's making a plus size line. Like, I thought we were going to go down
I
thought, that
road. I was like, then it becomes a bad rom-com probably pretty yes. quickly. But the another, there's a couple of just like really fucking sweet scenes. And when she's like, it's not taking me a long time to iron. It's taking me a long time because every time I like pick up the dress and then I think it should be for me and I want to wear it. And then I have to put it up on a rack and put a bag over it. I was like, devastating.
And also that was like the kind of moment where you were like, oh, this makes sense that she's gonna write an essay and get out to Columbia, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because like there was that yeah. was sort of an undeveloped plot of just like, she happens to be the smartest kid, she's gonna get in because he's gonna call yeah. Columbia specifically, and then
and she's like, she's poetic. Yeah, she's truly, you were like, okay, she's a poetic soul.
Yeah, yeah,
but my god,
because that was the whole whatever Lady Bird thing, is it was just like, maybe we have been poisoned by current college culture, but I was like, Lady Bird's not getting mm-hmm. into Barnard, you know what I mean? The whole thing is they're like, you don't have these grades, like you're actually stupid, blah blah yeah. blah. And like, I'm sure she, I mean, Greta Gerwig obviously got this in, but was, like it yeah. just did not paint the picture of like, this is a very hard
see,
college
why
student.
I like this, like, I don't know, I'm like, this is very Lady Bird-esque, and obviously Lady Bird took from this mm-hmm. like, it's a coming of age story, but this just felt like Lady Bird with more, like better stakes. Like, yes. if she didn't get into that college, mm-hmm. like, it meant everything to her.
True, but also and it just not in a way, because she, Lady Bird was so much more, like, headstrong and so much more, like, yes. in a different way, because, like, she was, like, originally the teacher was, like, you have to apply to college. And she was, like, no, it's okay. You know, yeah. whereas Lady Bird was, like, I am going to make something of myself in New York. Whereas, like, yeah. America Ferrera was, like, I am going to be a rebel in my own way. But, like, that doesn't have to involve stupid, like, college if that's not on the table for me.
Yeah. Because she was, like, she's a rebel within her own body, mm-hmm. too. Which I was, like, that's awesome. But she also just, like, I found... Okay, last Lady Bird comparison.
Oh, I have more.
I thought that America... Okay, we'll just do them all. America Ferrera is a better protagonist mm-hmm. than the Lady Bird, and then in Lady Bird. And...
Why?
Because I think she's more complex and more interesting in dealing with bigger things.
True.
And she's so sweet. And she's just like... Something about America Ferrera in this role is just like... I love her. I love her so much.
I do feel like there were more obstacles. Like, Lady Bird, it was very, like, her and her mom. And it was clearly her and yes. her mom in this one, too. But there were, like, other obstacles. Like, she had this moment with her sister. She had this bit where she asked for money from her dad. She had this teacher at school yeah. that was like, I'll help you out. Obviously, also, Lady Bird was, like, about coming up against, like, being popular and then being around people you actually like.
That yeah. was another. And I think it's also, like, I liked it because she was, like, actually dealing with, like, body image issues mm-hmm. and embracing herself. And it felt a little bit more real.
But, like, she doesn't, there's never issues. She sort of is just, like.
It's true. She does just get a skinny little white boy to fall in love with her.
But it's, like, that's cool. That's, like, the coolest part. Is that that's awesome. It's never this, yeah. like, thing of, like, how do I love myself? It's just, like, she's, like, I have been living in this body. And it's annoying that my mom keeps making fun of it. But she yes. never wavers.
I will say, though, that's my last thing with Lady Bird. The mom in Lady Bird is better than this mom. It's just more nuanced.
I do think because, that's like, cultural. I do feel like...
I think it is cultural, but I do wish this movie gave the mom a little bit more nuance.
Mm-hmm. Even with, like, the whole thing like, where she's like, I'm pregnant, you don't get it. I was like, yeah. is she going crazy?
I feel like I want... Like, I feel like I wanted another moment to be like, oh, she's a woman that is deeply struggling yes. because of all that she had to give yes. up, and that is why she's so hard, and I felt like I missed that a little bit, because you just end up... Like, the mom is so awful, but I will say I did... cry when she wouldn't get out.
Of course.
When she wouldn't say goodbye.
Yeah, there wasn't like this whole moment of like, because in Lady
Bird, you don't get the Lady Bird call on the stairs at the end.
I don't remember that.
When Saoirse Ronan, like the very last scene, she sits down and she calls her mom.
Oh, yes. I was thinking about...
And she leaves a voicemail, I think, or something.
When I think she gets picked up from Timothy Chalamet's house by her mom, and then she starts crying. The mom's like, do you want to go view like rich person houses? And she's like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And, like, that nice sort of moment of, like, the mom realizing that Lady Bird has, like, put herself in this situation and so fucked up. But mm-hmm. also, it's, like, that's youth.
Yeah.
Which I think also is a theme of Real Women Have Curves. It's just, like, yeah, she's saying dumb shit and she's being mean to people, but that's just, like, youth. She's not, like, able to control what she feels. And saying stuff like, this place sucks and this is a sweatshop. And her sister's like, this is my passion. Like, I'm trying to make something of myself. And clearly she's just being rude, but she doesn't know that because she's young and thinks that her opinions are more important than, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It's just super.
I did want redemption for the mom a little bit. I'm just like, why is she?
I was like, get out.
Yeah.
I was like, just like, or like see each other through the window. Like, it's devastating. That last like 10 minutes is devastating.
And maybe it just like doesn't work out for her and her mom. And like, it's okay.
Yeah, like it's just like her in New York.
I do think,
rocking.
Obviously, America Ferrera is a fantastic actress, but I do like the end scene. Like, you can't quite tell in her face if she's happy or not. Like, she keeps sort of half smiling, and then she sort of is half like, okay, she's also fucking, like, why would she be in Times Square? In what situation does a Columbia student need to go to Times Square?
I don't know. I'm not in New York. Because they were like, you need to look like you're in New York. Literally. I will say, though, an incredible outfit. Yes. This woman rocks a choker like no one I've ever seen.
And it's like,
seen.
It shows a reasonable amount of change. That it's like, okay, she knows how to like dress in New York City, but also like isn't going crazy. She's not like having a full transformation.
Not a full transformation, but herself. I will say, still rocks a choker.
Yes.
This is a more orange beaded choker at the end compared to just kind of the classic choker, but I loved the chokers that they were.
I respected that she respected her teacher and respected college and, like, went through with the application, but was still like, this is not in the cards for me. Like, she was more accepting of her fate and didn't see, like, she saw herself as a full person outside of her need to go to college, which I don't think Lady Bird did, which is fine, because neither did I.
Yeah. I will say, though, I was super sad when she dumps our favorite white boy.
That made sense,
like,
though.
That... It made sense, but I wanted her, like, I was like, oh.
And it was cool that it, like didn't it really affect her. She was just like, this is not going to work. And that's obvious.
But I was like, is it not going to work, or is she trying to protect herself? I think it was more of a, her trying to protect herself.
That makes sense. But I do think that was, like,
because she said, yeah, but she was like, you're just going to hook up with some other skinny college girl.
Yeah, and all he had to do was be like, okay, well, I'll miss you. You know, he was like, she's made up her mind. Like, what am I going to say?
Yeah. Again, I love this man. He's like, okay, I got it.
He was so cute. There's this, like, little, I looked him up, and there's this little picture of him and her. And I'm like, I would put that on my wall. Just, like, a movie still.
I put that on my
wall. They literally want that printed out large. Also, I was thinking about in college, the fact that I just had a huge SpongeBob poster on my wall. I'm just like... And, like,
again, for these non-sexual girlies out here,
literally, like, people would come over and I'd be like, let me explain every episode that every character on this poster is from, and they'd be like, I gotta go. Like, what was his name?
I also will say, I have no idea.
Wait, yeah, we do. Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy. He opens a car door for her every time. And I will say, one of the funniest and sweetest scenes is when she goes to buy condoms. And that pharmacist is like, these are fun.
Which is like what you, because I thought it was going to be this horrible snowball. The pharmacist tells the mom.
Nervous.
Because everybody knows each other. Where the pharmacist is like the mom and she's like, you're a puta. You know what I mean? Like, that was going to be bad.
There were a couple scenes where I felt physically ill because I was nervous about what was going to happen. That scene. And then the first date scene, when she sits down and just word vomits about how she has topics and will not let him see it. And then the boobs and everything. And I was like,
I have gone places with topics. I have never announced that I had topics on those dates.
Oh, okay.
But I have done the exact same thing.
So you've done that.
And I was like, this is so deeply cathartic for me to just have you be like, have her be like, I wrote a list of topics in case we run out of things to talk about. I was like, but also her being like, I'm not going to take it out. I'm not going to show it to you.
Yeah, so the difference that she said it out
loud. That's the thing. It's like, don't say it. Mm-hmm. Or show
it. Wait, so what are your topics?
Like, if I'm friends with somebody or interested in somebody, I will, like, throughout the week, I'll just, like, write down things that I, like, see that reminds me of them. Or be like, oh, I saw this movie and I want to talk to him about it. And then I'll just, like, have that on my phone. And then sometimes I'll, like, reference it and be like, oh, yeah, I was meaning to, like, ask you, have you read this? Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Just because there's a lot of, like, I feel like sometimes...
That's smart,
I guess sometimes I hang out with people and then I leave and I'm like, oh, I wanted to talk to them about this thing. I forgot. Anyway. But also I do get nervous that I'll just run out of things to talk about. I also, so characteristic part, she just walks up, she's like, are you looking at my boobs? And he's like, no. Yes.
And then she's like, well, they are fucking massive. And he's
like, I mean, I am a dude. So I love that he's just sort of like, whatever is the answer that you're looking
this
for.
This dude just rolls with everything. I love him. I also do... The mom at one point grabs him and says, what are these, 10 kilos? And my mind immediately thought, do I not count boob weight to my total weight? That's where my mind went.
My mind went to my borderline eating disorder. Has everyone.
Then my mind went to, my boobs do not exist enough to actually put and weigh on a scale. They couldn't be done.
There has to be a better way. I can't go to this workout class. It's like, my dude, do you need a card for liposuction? Like, what do you look
it's like when you weigh... When you weigh yourself and you're like, well, I can subtract a pound for my hair. I can subtract this for that. I just took a big glass of water. I can subtract another 5 pounds, right?
What does that mean? Like, if you take away your hair weight, like, what does that get you? This is bald Megan's weight. Like, does that feel any different?
No.
To realize that if you were bald, you'd be 5 pounds lighter. Does that change your life in any way? Having that knowledge
doesn't. No. But I really need one of those scenes where everyone takes off their clothes and points to their cellulite. That would be.
I
want to
be part of something that makes me feel better about my body.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
But Jimmy.
This really hit Jimmy's for me. Jimmy's great. Because Jimmy is exactly my type. I was obsessed with him.
He was great. No notes for him. He was
I will
fantastic.
Say, we probably have no notes because he was not given a massive role. He was not really fleshed out.
No, but he shined in every
scene.
He
did shine. And maybe that sort of says something
when
about
he's
what
sitting
we
on
want.
That.
We basically want a mute.
A mute little moldable man. Do love that he just sits on the hood of the car, gets accosted by.
It's just like, no thanks, you guys.
They're just like, why is this kid here? Oh, but I do love the little handholds.
I like when he's like, so how cute. Do you say this? How do you say damn? And she's like, pinche. He's like, pinche shirt.
Okay. One weird thing. What the fuck does he mean? He's like, look at this computer program I found. And I was
at
like,
first
are
like-
we on. SpanishDictionary.com?
At first I was
like
oh,
what?
No, this is like weird territory where he's like gonna pretend to be Spanish. But it was like cool. And she
yes.
was like, cool is it? And
it
was, like,
went... They were wonderfully awkward.
Yeah.
See, that's why I liked it better than Lady Bird, because Timothy Chalamet is not awkward in it.
And that's the point. He's not supposed to be a catch.
I know it is not
it's
supposed
a different
to be the
vibe.
Point. But I like the vibe of two awkward people together.
Yes.
Like, she hits him in the face and they laugh.
Yes.
And I'm like,
and
adorable.
Then he calls her mom and is like, my name is Cecilia.
Bueno? Cecilia?
He's
incredible.
Ready.
And then the mom just listening in.
Yes. I thought that was going to go more. I mean, obviously she's like, yells at her and is like, you are.
Well, yeah, she comes in and she's like, you lost your virginity. I can tell.
Which is sort of insane
like,
mom vibes. And I kind of respected
mom
that.
Vibes.
I was like, okay. How do you know immediately?
I will say, there are a couple moments where I was like, I'm on this mom's side. Mm-hmm. The moment where she is retelling the soap opera.
It's like, let her do it.
And she's like, and then she leans her head out the window. Bam! Gone. Head gone. That's what happens when you don't listen to your mother.
Literally.
And it's like, amazing.
I mean, she was like, yeah.
Absolutely.
She was well-liked. She was a cool person. She was just
Other random thing that I loved is the singing old lady at the beginning and then the little end credit scene at the end. I love her.
She's
good.
Good touches. A good Los Angeles story. It was LA, right? Yeah, definitely.
It was LA. Everybody and knows. I did like it because it was a very good, like the whole opening scene of her going from her home
mm-hmm.
into Beverly Hills. Incredible.
Taking two buses
and seeing how LA changes depending on where you're at. Incredible.
And like the interesting, you were sort of like, okay, she was like, first of all, she was watching with newspapers, which I'd never seen before.
I had not seen that either.
And then she was like, the sister was like, she needs you. And I was like, oh my God, like their mom is sick. You know, you couldn't really tell what the vibe was. And then you're like, oh, the mom is just being a drama queen and she's used to this. Yeah. And she's literally like, I'm going, bye. And I was like, oh, cold, ice cold to your mom. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Different level.
Also, yeah. I do love the mom who like wakes her up in the middle of the night. It's like, I have a secret.
That was so
I'm pregnant.
Like, you have an older daughter. You have a husband. Like, it was fast. That's why I was like, she's going crazy. Like, we're going to have some sort of dementia situation.
No, she just wanted to have another child to mold.
Yeah. And it is interesting.
She feels like she's failed with both her daughters.
The scenes with the San Antonio was weird. They sort of felt out of place. But then she would just be like, I got another San Antonio for Anna so that I can, like, Anna.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so they can have but
then
her
why,
get married.
But then she takes the baby out and sticks in the drawer. Is that supposed to be, like, symbolism?
It was like, it brings something faster.
A husband, I guess.
I think. Yeah. It's like, again, it's a cultural, religious thing. And I'm sure some of that stuff definitely goes over our heads because we are little white girls. We are the Jimmies of this situation.
Jimmy makes us look good. Thanks, Jimmy.
Jimmy's so great.
It is interesting, though, because the mom is like, she's like, I've been working since I'm 13. Like, all my arthritis, like, I'm a seat, like, everything's hard. And it's true. But then Anna's just sort of like, yeah, but you say that all the time. Like, we know that. So it's this weird, like, the mom is dramatic and she complains all the time, but also she totally has a right to complain. And Anna really doesn't know about hard work, so.
Mm-hmm.
But also she should definitely go and to Columbia.
And the dad. The dad's just another moment where I cried. When he, like, is like, you have my blessing.
That's okay.
When she doesn't even have to say it.
When she goes up and she's like, I have something to tell you, Dad. I was like, is she pregnant? Did you have that vibe? Because there was such weird, like, baby
there,
imagery.
I was
and, like, imagery
thinking that we were going to go pregnancy route, and we did not.
I was so glad, because I was like, no way. Because I, of course, looked at the little bottom, like, scenes. And I was like, okay, she goes to New York.
Yeah.
So,
so like, you're like, I cannot wait. I have to know.
And then they bring us to the dinner table, where she's like, your daughter has to tell you something. And I was like, oh, my God, maybe this is bad news. But I guess she was just...
No, I got it from like, oh, you have my blessing. And I was like, that's nice. Also, again, incredible filmmaking where each time she talks to her dad, he is landscaping and doing gardening for just a ridiculous mansion.
Oh, yeah. But she still knows where he is.
Yeah, that's a little bit interesting.
I guess he has a schedule. I don't know.
Yeah. But I will say I'm glad that we watched a good movie. I did actually, what's weird is when you suggest this movie, I went to the Academy Museum a few weeks back and they have a whole like exhibit and then includes a section about real women have curves.
What?
Yeah. Really and it's like about how it was like the great representation.
That's good.
And more movies should be made by women. So.
True. Sometimes I do like watch a movie and I'm like, oh wait, this was like better than other movies. Why?
And you're like, and you're like women.
Women. And it is like... And you know, it's like, and I get it. I get why like men recommend movies that are made by men so much. And they're sort of like, why don't you like this? And I'm like, God, this is awful. Like me and Alex about Licorice Pizza, like sort of just being like, I can't believe you liked this. I can't believe you didn't like this. And it's like, oh, it just wasn't for me. And like sometimes I will like lose my mind over an amazing like female directed film. And like one of my guy friends will be like, it was fine. And I'll be like, what do you mean it was fine? It was amazing. And it's like, yes, not for him. It's okay.
Yeah, because movies aren't necessarily for everyone, and that's why it's important to have different types of people making movies
and
so they can be made for different types of people.
And critiquing them. So if all the reviewers are all the same, then it's like, of course they're gonna, I don't know, I always...
Jimmy would have a good answer for this.
Jimmy would just be like, I feel like he would just default. He'd be like, whatever women say.